Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. Since this is a month in which many people are taking family vacations, let's address a few pointers that may make this experience more pleasant and enjoyable for all parties involved. First and foremost, remember that forewarned is forearmed. In other words, let us prepare in advance, proactively, for the inevitable challenges that we foresee. Knowing what you know of your family, what are some things that you know from experience will be difficult? For example, do your children fight over where to sit in the car? Over what music to play in the car? Do children get cranky if they are hungry? Does your husband get irritated if he doesn't have some time to himself in the morning? Do you have a child or two who really needs their sleep? Based on past experiences, what are some things that you can plan for proactively? Perhaps the seats should be decided in advance. Maybe you rotate which child gets to choose the music. Maybe some meal planning and snacks bought in advance for each child. Does your husband need an hour to himself before the day gets hectic with family time? Who will sleep where, and how will bedtime work during vacation? The more you and your husband can flesh out these details in advance, the more likely it is for events to play out smoothly and with less tension. A second idea to keep in mind is that people often come to vacation with expectations. It should be relaxing, rejuvenating, bonding, fun. Truthfully, real life usually plays out less glamorously than it does in our fantasy land. And often, the regular bumps and nicks can burst our bubble of the perfect family vacation. I'd like to suggest being real about what this kind of time is like. Hopefully, we'll create enjoyable memories, despite the fighting and exhaustion. Hopefully, the change of scenery will give everyone a shift in mood. But most importantly, let's try to maximize vacation time by addressing three categories of quality time that will likely help you feel that you made the most of your vacation. These three times are as follows: me time, we time, and family time. Meaning, time to yourself, time with your husband, and then time with the whole family. I think that striving to find a balance of all three, me time, we time, and family time, will satisfy much of what we hope to get out of a break from daily life. We may need to be creative to find me time and we time, but trust me, ladies, it is well worth the investment of energy to find a way to make that work. You are likely to come back to routine more refreshed and rejuvenated if you got to sneak away some time alone and some time with your husband. One final thought. Let us remember that vacation is a time when we can model healthy flexibility. As much as routine and order are important, it's nice to find small pockets where we can comfortably be flexible without taking things too far. Maybe older kids can stay up later. Maybe the family gets to eat foods that they don't usually eat. Maybe you or your husband does something more adventurous than usual with the children. There's something healthy about chilling out, with limits, of course, and for our children to see that we can model that in a respectable way. This can be great for children's overall development. Of course, this idea includes the importance of moving on to Plan B if Plan A does not work. We can hope to go somewhere outdoors and then it rains. We may arrive at a restaurant and it's overcrowded or closed. How do we react? How do we manage our distress? These are golden opportunities to teach our children about resilience and hashgacha pratis. Everything is bashert, and we will do our best to be positive throughout. I wish us all hatzlacha, safe travels if we are traveling, and of course, much siyata d'shmaya in all of our plans. Enjoy the family time.